SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden will be attending a ceremony honoring three fallen soldiers when their bodies return to the United States later this week. White House correspondent Greg Plugston reports.
The president spoke with the families of the three service members killed in the drone attack in Jordan.
He expressed to them how proud we all are of their service, how we mourn and feel sorrow over their loss.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the president gauged the family's feelings about him attending the dignified transfer of remains on Friday at Dover Air Force Base, and all of them supported his presence there. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at srnnews.com, conservative Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has some very harsh words for GOP senators backing a bipartisan border compromise. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
Greene says GOP senators supporting the deal are, in her words, willing to be traitors to our country. She also questions calling the bill bipartisan and says it's only supported by a handful of GOP lawmakers. She also says anybody who supports the bill that allows up to 5,000 illegals to flood across the border every day should be, quote, ashamed of themselves, and they should resign because they're not serving the American people. Bob Agnew reporting.
Florida man convicted of stealing sports camp tuition in 2019 from hundreds of families and spending the money on vacations and gambling has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. He's also ordered to pay restitution of nearly $600,000. Massive amount of snow, even for Alaska. A new storm dumping 17 more inches of snow on Anchorage. That city already this winter has received more than 100 inches. This is SRN News. Well, most moms and dads really want to know what their kids are reading in the school library.
According to a new poll, over half of the parents want notice of the books that their children are checking out. And 60% say school libraries should restrict kids' access to certain books based on their age or parental permission. But American Family Association President Tim Wildman says, quote, "The problem is that the teachers' unions and the American Library Association don't care one iota about what parents think or want for their own children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An independent commission reports that at least 1,300 people working for the Protestant Church of Germany have committed sexual abuse, claiming at least 2,200 victims. That commission also says the actual number of perpetrators is probably larger. Officials first ordered that study in 2020. This is SRN News. Sad news in the state of Kansas. Fire crews have found the burned remnants of a prized bronze statue of baseball icon Jackie Robinson. It had been stolen last week from a public park.
Authorities in Wichita say pieces of a Jackie Robinson statue were found when firefighters responded to a trash can fire. The statue, which was cut at the figure's ankles, had been missing since Thursday. It honors Robinson as the first player to break Major League Baseball's color barrier in 1947. Robinson played for the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro Leagues before joining the Brooklyn Dodgers. The head of the Little League nonprofit that commissioned the $50,000 artwork says the theft would be even more concerning if the crime was racially motivated. I'm Norman Hall.
A number of former Major League Baseball players, as well as a number of teams, are blasting this incident. More details at srnnews.com.